Hacks is back for season 3, and so is the official Hacks podcast. In each episode, Hacks creators Lucia Aniello, Paul W. Downs, and Jen Statsky speak with cast and crew members to unpack the Emmy-winning comedy series.
You'll hear Hannah Einbinder and Gene Smart speak to their on-screen dynamic, along with stories from the show's writer's room, on-set antics, and creating the world that Deborah and Ava inhabit. Watch Hacks, streaming exclusively on Max, and listen to the official Hacks podcast on Max or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whether it's her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct has everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. Don't forget to pack the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies for a post-errands pick-me-up. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as life continues to fly by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.
All I ever wanted was a little love. I want true romance, it's true.
Hello, true romance listeners. This is your co-host, Devin Leary. I am without Carolina Barlow. You can't hear her giddy little laughter in this intro. We're continuing our interview, giving you a part two of our conversation with Jesse Konevsky. Jesse is a human piece of history from the era of standing outside that big old TRL glass building and just waiting to be a part of it all. So please continue to tune in to our interview with Jesse. And that will be in just a few moments. I do just want to say it might be better that Caroline is not with me for this intro, because a momentous event happened in my life, in all of our lives, this past week. And I don't think Carolina has proven herself capable of commenting on it. That would be the release of Red Taylor's Version. Guys, she released Fearless Taylor's Version. Yes, that was a dream come true. Yes, I loved Don't You and Mr. Perfectly Fine. Yes, I'm listening to Today Was a Fairy Tale as a grown adult. But it wasn't the iconic type of album that Red was. And Red is really, you know, probably my number one favorite Taylor Swift album because of All Too Well, even though I love, controversially, I love Reputation, and of course I love 1989, Lover, but you know, Red has a special place in all Taylor Swift fans' hearts, I think. It's what proved that she is the breakup voice of our generation and one of the greatest songwriters of our time. And, you know, I think part of the significance of All Too Well is the clues that are involved, the fact that it allowed us, it gave the nation the opportunity to solve a mystery, a riddle, to be a part of it all by connecting the dots in the lyrics to realize that she is talking about Jake Gyllenhaal because she's talking about the scarf she left at his sister's house and he's still got it. Paparazzi pictures of her with her arm around Jake outside Gorilla Coffee in Park Slope with maple lattes. She's got the scarf on. She's got her arm around him. They're hanging out with his sister, Maggie Gyllenhaal. You may have heard of her. So then they break up and there's a photo of him like wearing the scarf, which, like, come on. So I'm obviously 11:58 p.m. last Thursday. I'm just watching the clock, and waiting for Red Taylor's Version to drop. Final 2 minutes of that day, I just couldn't do anything but watch the clock. And then when midnight hits, like, that's when I start. That's when it starts. That's when I get into it. Swift fans are texting me, you know, my roommate, Tess Sitzman, you know, Jesse Konevsky, who you'll hear later on this podcast, Beth and Jess Jacobs. We're sending lyrics. We're going back and forth. We're already diving deep into the clues, what she's saying. You know, like this is how deep we are in day one, hour one of day one. And obviously the whole next morning. So when I get a text from Carolina Rose Barlow at 3:56 p.m. Eastern time, 3:56 p.m. Eastern time. And now we'll say, okay, if you're in Carolina's world, aka California Hollywood Tinseltown. So that was 12:56 p.m., still past lunchtime. Okay, so at 3:56 p.m., I get a text from Carolina, all too well, with a crying gif of Lauren Conrad from The Hills. The famous gif that you literally don't even have to scroll down one page to find when you search crying on the gif finder in your text messages. So clearly Caroline didn't put a lot of thought in this. She's just like, oh, I'm crying at All Too Well. You're crying at All Too Well at 3:56 p.m. for the first time? Okay. Then she says, a better man, with the second most popular ever crying gif, that random old man who's like holding his hand out. We all know it. Again, first scroll down the texting gif search, you'll see this man. That's what Caroline saw. Said, oh, let me offer some meaningful commentary on this whole Red Taylor's Version thing. My commentary is All Too Well crying gif, a better man crying gif. And it's like, we can't go back there at this time. We can't go back. Maybe 3:56 a.m. Yeah. But you're coming in at 3:56 p.m. with this. Like, I can't go back to my first responses to All Too Well when I'm already watching TikToks explaining every single lyric and going back to, you know, every single paparazzi shot that's ever been taken of Jake Gyllenhaal, clips of Jake Gyllenhaal on random talk show. You know, like, that's where I'm at. Anyway, it's just, you know, Carol, we love her. We do. But it's like, if you want to be a part of the conversation, you got to commit. If you don't want to commit, just don't even bother. So I hope that she'll learn from this experience. I think anyone who doesn't engage in the Swiftverse is really at a loss. I don't really care if people judge it. I think I'm sorry for your loss that you're not a part of this. But a 10-minute song about the experience of being a young, we'll say girl, we won't say woman, because she was the age of a student in college when she met Jake Gyllenhaal. And you know, this older guy who seems to know so much more about the world because that's how he presents himself comes around and talks to you like, hey, I know so much more about the world and I choose you and I think you're special. And that glow shines on you and like it's intoxicating. And then they start to resent you for not being older. Like, I've been in that position where you're like, in what world were you expecting someone who like understands the full scope of finances and the seriousness of extended familial relationships and showing up for bridal showers and family events when you chose to date a 20-year-old. In what world did that happen? I've been there, and I really hope that this Red Taylor's Version abnormalizes men in their 30s dating 20-year-old women, early 20s women. Like, it's just, why? I'm 29. I cannot physically wrap my mind around the idea of dating a college student right now. Like, what would we talk about? Fortnite dances? I'm too old to even know if Fortnite is still even popular. Like, what is he going to do? The water bottle challenge, flipping a water bottle till it lands upright? Like, I don't get that. But a lot of men seem to. So now, without further ado, I've gone off for a long enough time, and I'm going to say we will be right back. Please return with us. Listen to the remainder of Jesse Konevsky's interview with us. You won't regret it. It's one of my favorite conversations of my life, and I'll see you there. We'll be right back.
I want you.
Hacks is back for season 3, and so is the official Hacks podcast. In each episode, Hacks creators Lucia Aniello, Paul W. Downs, and Jen Statsky speak with cast and crew members to unpack the Emmy-winning comedy series. you'll hear Hannah Einbinder and Jean Smart speak to their on-screen dynamic, along with Hacks writer and actor Pat Regan, on how their improv experience helped them when shooting scenes and what it was like writing scripts for specific actors.
You'll also hear from crew members like the costume designers on what it was like creating the world that Deborah and Ava inhabit. Hear stories from the show's writer's room, on-set antics, and more. Watch Hacks streaming exclusively on Max, and listen to the official Hacks podcast on Max or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between award-winning mattress brand Leesa and home design favorite West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is the culmination of these two companies' shared values: premium materials, meticulous craftsmanship, and sustainable practices. Made with natural latex, responsibly sourced natural wool, and environmentally safe foams, the Natural Hybrid elevates your sleep sanctuary, indulges your senses, and supports a greener tomorrow. Plus, when you purchase the Natural Hybrid, you're also helping fuel Leesa's work with shelters and those in need. Since 2015, Leesa has donated more than 40,000 mattresses to ensure children and families have a safe place to sleep. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Leesa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit Leesa.com/iHeart. That's Leesa.com/iHeart.
Now I'd like to introduce you to Meaningful Beauty, the famed skincare brand created by iconic supermodel Cindy Crawford. It's her secret to absolutely gorgeous skin. Meaningful Beauty makes powerful and effective skincare simple, and it's loved by millions of women. It's formulated for all ages and all skin tones and types, and it's designed to work as a complete skincare system, leaving your skin feeling soft, smooth, and nourished. I recommend starting with Cindy's full regimen, which contains all five of her best-selling products, including the amazing youth-activating Melon Serum. This next generation serum has the power of melon leaf stem cell technology. It's melon leaf stem cells encapsulated for freshness and released onto the skin to support a visible reduction in the appearance of wrinkles. With thousands of glowing five-star reviews, why not give it a try? Subscribe today and you can get the amazing Meaningful Beauty System for just $49.95. That includes our introductory five-piece system, free gifts, free shipping, and a 60-day money-back guarantee. All of that available at MeaningfulBeauty.com.
Welcome back to True Romance. Let's get into the interview for today. Okay, so in your, so I feel like you're an expert on this and it's very relevant to Pete Davidson, but, and I hope you don't say Jake Gyllenhaal is your answer for this, because Jake Gyllenhaal is very polarizing.
You know, I love Jake Gyllenhaal.
I know you love him. You think he's nice because you saw him from a window and he like looked kind or something.
Yeah, it's true. That is the exact story.
So you think he's a really nice guy, but what do you think makes a heartthrob?
So I think it's the unattainableness. It's like the fantasy.
Okay. Oh, yeah,
the fantasy is exactly what you want, but it's not ever going to happen, and it's not reality. And okay, that adds like another level of excitement to it.
Okay,
if that makes sense.
So you think the fantasy is what drives it in us?
Well, with boy bands specifically, they were catered to whatever girls at that
right
time wanted. It's like, here's the dewy-eyed youngster. Here's the sweet boy. Here's the bad boy. So
right,
they hit every fantasy that was happening at the moment. And we
right
bought in. We were like, hell yeah, here we go. And I remember at the time in high school, these like guys with acne and braces and in their Old Navy performance fleece were like, we want nothing to do with you. You're horrible. But here are these
right
boy bands that are like, hey, did you want to get a picture with me? I'll take a picture with you. It's like,
oh,
who am I going to devote my time to? It's not going to be this loser. It's going to
oh
be
God
the guy who has an album out.
I really relate to that because I think part of my obsession comes from so much rejection from boys in like middle and high school, where I really felt like I would see these guys on TV who seemed like really, and I would watch their interviews and they seemed like really nice and friendly. And I was like, wait, none of these, no man I've met or boy I've met in real life seems to get it, what I'm delivering. Like, maybe it's them. I think that was it. Like, I was like, but there's other boys out there. It's not just my middle school. It's not just my high school. And like, if Dean from Gilmore Girls really saw like my personality, I think he would get it. And then we could be together, you know, like
right
it was that.
And the
yes
screw loose in my head said, I'm going to go find this guy that's
right
on TV and see if this goes the way I think it's going to go.
I respect that, because maybe I would have had a boyfriend. Wait a second. Maybe I could have been with Dean from Gilmore Girls and I would have had a high school boyfriend and we would have been long distance, just like my fantasy and my lies that I told. Speaking of which of these boy bands do you think would have made the best husband, like, partner, boyfriend?
Boy band star.
The best husband partner, I have to say, it's hard now because, like, they are actually husbands and partners, so I'm cheating a little.
They're like dads. And so we know, yeah. So we know it's not Justin.
I would give it to the Kevins. I would say Kevin Richardson from the Backstreet Boys and Kevin Jonas, because we can see that they're doing a good job. And they're cute.
Okay, you're right. Okay, first, who do you think would be the best hookup of all them?
Again, now they're like old men. No offense to them. So, like, if it's 1998, probably am saying, like, Rich from LFO, Rich Cronin from LFO. May he rest in peace. So awkward.
That's so awkward.
But if it's 2021, I would give it to Joe Jonas, because first of all, he's my favorite Jonas brother, and he has nice eyebrows.
I love him.
And
yeah, love him.
I like him and Sophie, so I would give it to
Joe. I like, they're really cute.
Yeah.
I have a controversial one.
Go ahead.
They're actually both really controversial. I think Justin Timberlake and Nick Lachey might be really good in bed.
I disagree.
I feel like you have to reevaluate your choices. These are people with like a proven track record of showing up.
Yes.
They're both fuck boys. I mean, Nick Lachey is just kind of like a loser. No offense to him, but
they're too conventionally attractive to have ever had to learn how to like go down on a girl.
Wait,
you know?
I don't think Justin is conventionally attractive. Is that weird?
I don't think so either. I really don't.
I think that they've never had to work for it. So they're probably not good in bed, but that's just my personal opinion.
I was also surprised. I remember even as a young girl being surprised that Justin was getting the spotlight out of all those guys.
I really thought it was
JC, Chazé. I really thought Lance had a chance. I was like, Justin?
I never thought Lance had a chance, but JC was like a solid talent. He had a lot of lead singing. He had a great voice. He was writing a lot of songs, but
I know. Why didn't he succeed? I wish he had.
I think he's probably successful right now.
He's like hosted a couple things.
And I think he writes music and stuff.
Okay. So
I think
just
he's
because
all right.
he's not.
I think he's
just
because
I don't write his name on my wall anymore, it doesn't mean he's not.
Yeah,
successful.
Yeah.
Okay.
Once you take down the pinup, doesn't mean that they're, you know, over. Unless you're an LFO.
Yeah. <that's true.
laughs> Sorry.
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 What was the best celebrity reaction you had at or outside of TRL?
TRL to me will always be me and Scott Foley's place. Like,
okay.
There's no contest. Yeah. So I was there every time he was on TRL. But the day that I'm like actually on camera with him.
What?
So what happened was after school, I was like, Scott Foley's on TRL. I'm going to the city. And I didn't have tickets or a reservation. And I got there and I saw the audience coordinator and I brought a bunch of photos of me and Scott Foley with me. And I was like, hey, can I get up? I'm like Scott Foley's biggest fan. And I started showing her the pictures. And she's like, yeah, sure, get in line. She goes,
what? There's no security.
She was like, do you think you'll cry when he comes out? And I was like, I don't know, maybe. And she's like, we love tears. I was like, great, I'll cry.
You're going to get them.
And then they did this weird thing that day. They never did it again, where they like, if you didn't guess the countdown right, you had to move to another room. And right away, like
what?
Number 10 was like, Baja Man. I got that wrong. And they sent me out of the room. And this girl in the audience starts crying. And I'm like, you bitch, you are not a fan. It
what?
Was me. You took my bit.
It was me.
So we were sent to this other room and I go up to like one of the producers. I'm like, are you going to bring Scott Foley in or what? And they brought Scott Foley in and there's like a clip, my mom's favorite clip. She's like, he looks scared, where I'm like standing there and I'm like just holding his arm, just like, woo!
That is amazing in every way. And also, I like that. Like, I like to know that he was, even though he did say it was weird, I like to know that he did that. He showed up.
I love it.
Let me tell you, he was the nicest guy always.
I'm happy that he's the Scott that has been much more successful. I mean, he's in Shondaland.
Well,
and he deserves
I was watching the new season of You on Netflix, and yes. I was very excited to see Scott Speedman. I was like, there you are.
But he wasn't in it. Like, I thought he was going to be in it more. But anyway, I guess
he's also in Grey's, right?
He's going to be in Grey's. Yeah. You mentioned Jonas Brothers. So was Jonas Brothers the last boy band that you really followed? Like, are you still in the game? Are your days behind you?
So my days are behind me, except for the Jonas Brothers. If they're coming to town, I'm going to the show. But like,
okay.
First of all, I did not have Dumois. I did not have Twitter or anything. We found these guys with good old elbow grease and gumption.
How did you find them? How were you like, oh, Scott Foley's on TRL today. Gotta go.
I mean, the TV guide. Who's the guest? But we used to show up at their hotels, like the Trump, and that we would find out by like calling around and being like,
you called hotels?
Is so-and-so staying there? Or we would say, can I be connected to so-and-so's room? And they would be like, oh, they're not checking in until the 29th. And we'd be like, oh, okay, I'll call back then.
Oh my God. Again, amazed at the lack of security in general, like in the world this whole conversation.
I think once they started getting really big, they would have aliases, but you could always just like call for a manager or something like that.
Okay.
It took a lot of work. Yeah.
It is making call. I mean, that's like what I got paid to do as a producer is like cold calling people. And you're doing that in like the ninth grade. Like, hi, this is Jesse Konevsky. May I please be connected with the Trump Hotel?
I was like, hi, this is Jesse from Brooklyn. Can I speak to Nick Carter?
This is Jesse from the Yahoo group, Boys of Felicity. Do you recognize? Okay, so you still follow the Jonas Brothers. Interesting about the Jonas Brothers is that, and I chose to have a crush on Kevin because I thought he was attainable. You know, when you like the guy that you're like, that's the most likely that he and I could connect. And it turns out it's true because he ended up marrying like a hometown girl. I am not a hometown girl of his hometown, but I easily could have.
He did marry like a true Jersey girl.
He did.
Jonas Brothers, they still do it for me. I had a great time at their show. It was like the last show I went to before COVID. And I was like in the pit screaming my ass off. I don't have the energy to do the work that goes into it. Like, I'm not standing outside of a hotel for hours or following a tour bus or whatever. But a concert I can do once in a while with proper babysitting.
I do remember recently I was like at your computer at work and you were like, oh my God, one of the boy band girls just asked me to like get in a car and drive across the country to go see an O-Town show. And I just can't do it anymore. I was like, oh my God.
I don't remember
I'm
that.
I'm out of elbow grease.
I don't remember that, but that tracks completely. I believe it's 100% true. That feels right.
What is your craziest memory from the boy band groupie scene? I'm sorry, not to call you a groupie. I know you're Band-Aid.
She was a Band-Aid, yeah.
I feel like my memories are pretty tame compared to my friends. Like, some of my friends, like, were pulled on stage. They're in music videos and stuff. Mine were pretty tame. I think, like, for me, it was just the fact that I was like 16, 17, and I was like, Ma, we're taking your car, we're going to the city, we'll be back before you leave for work in the morning. And nobody questioned us. And we were just like in a station wagon. We would have no agenda. We'd go into the city, we'd see a tour bus. I remember one night we saw a tour bus on the FDR and we're like, let's just follow it and see what happens.
Love.
It pulls up to an Italian restaurant. Well, we didn't know at the time, but it pulls up to an Italian.
Oh, it just was a random bus.
It's just a tour bus.
Okay.
And yes. It pulls up to an Italian restaurant. Diddy comes out. Yep. We get pictures with Diddy. We then get back in the car. Like, that was not enough for us. We're driving around. We end up like seeing Robert Schwartzman and like talking to him for like an hour. Then we go, we take pictures with Katie Holmes somewhere. And then we go to a diner and we're home at 2 a.m. and nobody questions us. Nobody's like, that was weird. You left in like at 9 p.m. and you came home at 2 a.m. and you have pictures with Diddy. Nobody said, what were you doing? Like, nobody questioned this.
That is such a fun New York adventure, though.
It's also pure. Like, you didn't actually do anything bad.
Yeah, no, it was pretty innocent, but like, it happened all the time. And I remember being like, whose life was like, this is so strange.
He reminds me of, I was in Scotland once, like when I was in college for a school trip, and I was drinking a lot at the time and like blacked out and came to in a park, and I was like hanging out with these teenagers, and these two teenage girls were like, I can't do a Scottish accent, but they were like, you are from New York? Do you know Jay-Z? And I was like, no, what? But it's like you were actually living the New York life of going on adventures and stuff. Well, I was literally, I was at home watching TRL every day at 4 p.m., but you were there.
Yeah, I was in it. One time, like, there was a bunch of cell phone numbers had leaked. I don't even know how it would leak back then, but whatever. That. And I called Nick Carter from the Backstreet Boys. And he answered, and he was like, who's this? And I was like, Jesse from Brooklyn. And he was like, oh, what do you want? Like, I remember I asked him, like, there was a question about an LFO lyric. And he didn't hang up, but he just didn't say anything. And I was like, so do you know the answer? And then finally he hung up. But I was like, why did he stay on the phone with me for as long as he did? Like, why didn't he hang up when he heard me say Jesse from Brooklyn and realize this is a stranger?
Okay, so you called Nick Carter from the Backstreet Boys and asked him a question about an LFO lyric?
Yes.
And then he didn't know the answer. And then you said, do you know the answer to the question?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm really crying. Is that weird? No, the thing is, though, also, like, I think this was a different era. It's like, why... It's why Selena Gomez goes to rehab now and like falls out with Francesca, her best friend from
the one who gave her the kidney.
Yeah. And it's like, we don't know what happened. It all happened behind closed doors. We have no idea. You were living in this era when it was like paparazzi. It was leaks. They were much more attainable. And now I'm understanding why, because the hotel people are like, oh yeah, Nick Carter, he'll be checking in on January 29th at 4 p.m. And Ashley Parker Angel's like, you have a van with gifts? Sure, I'll check it out. Like, it was just, they didn't know any better. And now they do. And that's, I think, sad for us, because we don't get to get as close. We don't get the FaceTime.
Yeah, it's just not the same anymore. Like, that innocence is gone. I remember LFO, who were all really fun to, like, go see and hang out with. They weren't as popular as an NSYNC or Backstreet, so you got more time with them. I remember one night, me and my friend Alexis called Rich Cronin's room, and he was on the phone with us for like 3 hours. And then the next day, he had like a performance for Much Music. And he was like, where's Alexis? She was on the phone with me all night last night. And we weren't there. And we got out of class, and everybody was like calling us like, Rich was asking for you guys at the show.
No, that's so amazing. Wait, so you were connected with him? Wow.
I guess by a random phone call.
Okay, so you guys had 3 hours together. That's more than I get with like my therapist. So that's a lot. Okay, so what is your favorite boy band love song?
It's All or Nothing by O-Town. I walked down the aisle to a piano version.
Beautiful. Oh, I love it. That's so moving. Yeah, I know that. I remember that you love that song. What's your favorite boy band breakup song?
Don't Want You Back by the Backstreet Boys. I don't think it was a single. Might have been.
Great. Great song. And finally, which boy band do you think Pete Davidson would be in?
I feel like you literally could put him in as the bad boy on any of them. Like, take AJ McLean out tonight and put Pete Davidson in.
Tonight,
right
get
now,
get him in bed with his wife and kids and put Pete Davidson there. Okay, that makes sense. But also, now this is reminding me, what do you think of One Direction? Did you follow them at all?
I didn't. I guess I was tired by that point. I didn't.
Not another one. Come on, people.
That's how I felt. I literally felt like, oh, what are they listening to? What are people listening to? Who are these kids?
Right.
Yeah.
Right, exactly. I remember when Camp Rock came out. I was like 27 years old throwing a Camp Rock party, and people were like, that's enough, Jess. Yeah. So like, by the time One Direction came out, I would be well into my 30s.
Listen, shh, put it aside, Jess.
I want true romance.
Hacks is back for season 3, and so is the official Hacks podcast. In each episode, Hacks creators Lucia Aniello, Paul W. Downs, and Jen Statsky speak with cast and crew members to unpack the Emmy-winning comedy series. You'll hear Hannah Einbinder and Jean Smart speak to their on-screen dynamic, along with Hacks writer and actor Pat Regan, on how their improv experience helped them when shooting scenes and what it was like writing scripts for specific actors.
You'll also hear from crew members like the costume designers on what it was like creating the world that Deborah and Ava inhabit. Hear stories from the show's writer's room, on-set antics, and more. Watch Hacks streaming exclusively on Max, and listen to the official Hacks podcast on Max or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between award-winning mattress brand Lisa and home design favorite West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is the culmination of these two companies' shared values: premium materials, meticulous craftsmanship, and sustainable practices. Made with natural latex, responsibly sourced natural wool, and environmentally safe foams, the Natural Hybrid elevates your sleep sanctuary, indulges your senses, and supports a greener tomorrow. Plus, when you purchase the Natural Hybrid, you're also helping fuel Lisa's work with shelters and those in need. Since 2015, Lisa has donated more than 40,000 mattresses to ensure children and families have a safe place to sleep. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Lisa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit lisa.com/iHeart. That's LEESA.com/iHeart.
Now I'd like to introduce you to Meaningful Beauty, the famed skincare brand created by iconic supermodel Cindy Crawford. It's her secret to absolutely gorgeous skin. Meaningful Beauty makes powerful and effective skincare simple, and it's loved by millions of women. It's formulated for all ages and all skin tones and types, and it's designed to work as a complete skincare system, leaving your skin feeling soft, smooth, and nourished. I recommend starting with Cindy's full regimen, which contains all 5 of her best-selling products, including the amazing Youth Activating Melon Serum. This next generation serum has the power of melon leaf stem cell technology. It's melon leaf stem cells encapsulated for freshness and released onto the skin to support a visible reduction in the appearance of wrinkles. With thousands of glowing 5-star reviews, why not give it a try? Subscribe today and you can get the amazing Meaningful Beauty System for just $49.95. That includes our introductory 5-piece system, free gifts, free shipping, and a 60-day money-back guarantee. All of that available at MeaningfulBeauty.com.
So now we're going to conclude with a game that Jesse brings us from the boy band scene. And she did try to explain it to me and I was confused. I need to have it explained to me again.
It was called Top 520, because when you're sitting around waiting for boy bands, there's a lot of time to kill.
Okay.
So this game took up a lot of time and it's your top 520 guys. So you do up to 20 guys in 5 and rank them 5 through 1. But your number one spot can only be one person.
Okay.
I'm so confused. You have 20 choices?
It's like your top 5, but you don't have to limit yourself to 5. And so we would just sit there, go around the room or the car, and everybody would say their list. It would cause quite a stir sometimes.
What was the controversy?
I remember, this is like my favorite memory of this game, is a bunch of us had driven to Atlantic City to see the boy band Natural. Do you even know Natural?
No, I don't.
Another Lou Pearlman gift. And after we left the concert, we now have like a 2.5-hour drive back home. We're like, okay, let's play Top 520. And my friend Donna, who her number one was always like Eminem or Justin Timberlake, all of a sudden put Play Goodell from Take 5, another Lou Pearlman gift boy band, on her list. And my friend Nikki, who, not a very tall person, when I tell you she grew 6 feet, she was like, you get that kid off your fucking list.
Why?
It was like nobody else had ever really said Clay Goodell on their list except Nikki. And now all of a sudden, here's Donna out of nowhere putting Clay in the number one spot.
So that was Nikki's guy.
That was Nikki's guy. Everybody knew it.
Okay.
And Nikki,
you get that kid off your fucking list.
She went nuts. And it was contentious the rest of the ride home. Everybody else was like trying to do their list. And they're like, Nick Carter. So who would be number one on you guys' list now?
Are we doing just boy bands or celebrities in general?
So it can't be any real boys. Like, it can't be like Fred from My Office. Like, it can't be that.
Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah, yeah, of
but
course.
It's got to be like celebs. Any celeb celebs. Is good. Yeah.
Any celeb. Okay. So I feel like even though I said that Pete Davidson was my number one crush, the truth is we wouldn't end up together. We wouldn't be long term. So I can't keep him there. And I think my number one's going to have to go to Channing Tatum. I've discussed this many times.
That's
on the
a great choice. I love a square jaw.
He's talented. He works really hard. He's a parent. He's shown himself to be a good parent. He's funny. He makes fun of himself. He's a really good dancer. I think we'd have a great time. He's clearly smart. He's had a very like storied life. So that's my number one. I'm standing by it. Number two spot. This is going to be the bad boy category. So number two, my bad boy category, Dennis Rodman, Pete Davidson, Machine Gun Kelly, all of them I'm attracted to. Travis Barker. Yes. And I will say, Robert Downey Jr. Okay.
Like, oh,
yes,
interesting.
He's turned it around, but I'm very attracted to him. He's very charming to me. Number three, I'm going to go with old classics. Robert De Niro, always, always, always to me.
Yeah.
Rest in peace, James Gandolfini. Always, always, always. Oh, yeah. I guess this is kind of like an Italian stallion section as well. This may not seem like a classic to some people, but Bob Odenkirk.
Oh, yeah. No, I get it.
Funny all around.
Yeah.
Guy.
Okay. Classic.
I hate to say this. I'm only going on looks alone and not personality at all. Let that be known. Ashton Kutcher. I know. But Ashton Kutcher.
I can't separate that.
I'm sorry. I know. And then I will say Ricky Martin. Stand by. I know he wouldn't come for me, but I would send for him. Okay.
That's okay.
So I'm actually very attracted to gay men, as Carolina knows. Okay. So number four, I'm going to combine four and five to save time. And I'm going to do four and five new kids on the block, new guys on the scene, like people who are hot right now. Okay. And I'm going to say Michael B. Jordan. I'm going to say, unfortunately, and I know this is controversial because many people have disagreed with me, KJ Apa from the Riverdale series. Most people disagree, and that's okay.
No, I think he's so hot.
Okay. Jack Nicholson's son, whose name is Ray Nicholson, extremely attractive in a pornographic way to me. And then I'm going to say Donald Glover. I don't know how many that is. And then I'm going to say Harry Styles. I saw him in concert. It all made sense to me. And I'm going to leave it there. Those are my newbies. I know that's not 20. I can't do math, but I'm wrapping it up. Those are the newbies that I find myself attracted to. Oh, and the guy from The White Lotus that we loved, Lucas Gage. Okay, now
Lucas Gage, I was going to throw on my list too. Jesse, what about you?
So I actually am not fully prepared my list. I was like trying to type it out quickly. I only got up to the number three slot and I'm drawing a blank after that, but I'll go backwards. I'll start at three.
Okay.
Number three are like my forever guys is Scott Foley and Mark Paul Gosselaar.
Okay.
I haven't heard that name in a while.
My number two is the guy from Never Have I Ever that plays the hot guy. And I just want to give the disclaimer that like, I looked him up. He's 30 years old. Like, it's okay. Joe Jonas, of course, and Raymond Oblak, who was Sav from Degrassi.
Oh, my God. Yes.
Yeah.
Stand behind.
And then my number one, which has been my number one for like years and years, is John Cena. I love John Cena.
Oh, yes. Oh,
yeah. I've had encounters with him as well. So.
Okay. I'm going to run through some of mine. Let me just say that I have a predilection for older gentlemen. So I'm going to say Roger Sterling, a.k.a. John Slattery from Mad Men.
Oh, yes.
Is, you know, something that like consistently shows up. John Hamm.
Oh, yes.
Obviously consistently shows up. Ray Liotta and Michael Keaton. Yes, much older than me, but like I understand.
I get it.
I think the confidence is there.
Yes.
Ray Liotta from Goodfellas, like would love to go on a date with him and let him ruin my life.
I agree.
Zac Efron now.
Yes.
Is number four. I really like, I never have liked overbuff men until I met him visually through the internet. Michael B. Jordan, I'm there. I'm with you. Eric Andre. is someone who I had a little bit of like a deep obsession with for a second.
Yep.
1,000. Then we're getting closer. Bradley Cooper, Ryan Gosling, kind of conventional, but still people that like matter a lot to me.
Reynolds. Okay. Ryan Reynolds. Okay.
Yeah. Again, someone who I'm like, okay, this is all making sense. Gosh, to put someone up in like the number two and number one, it seems really hard. The younger guys for a second, Lucas Gage being one, Joe Keery, who plays the tough guy on Stranger Things, I find very charming. Lastly, I'll end with this and I'll let him be number one because he's such a good guy. He deserves it. Is Kyle Chandler.
Oh, that's my a good God. One. Classic.
I'll go home with him.
Wait, I also want to say Kyle Chandler. Yes. And Jesse Plemons. I am very attracted to.
Oh, yes. I like that as well.
There's just so many.
There's so many beautiful men in this fucked up, crazy world.
See, when you're killing time and you're sitting around waiting for a boy band to come out, you go through each other's lists and you say the good. You say, oh, that's a great choice. Or you say, yes. I don't know about that one. Do you really think they deserve the number four slot? So there was a lot of debate that came with the game.
I get it now. I truly get it now.
Jesse, thank you for spending this time with us.
Thank you for talking to me about my checkered past.
Just being such an amazing arm to the torso that is the True Romance pod.
I'm honored to be a part of this pod.
Do you want to plug your Instagram account?
I don't. Yes, you have I'm a private. Meme
account. No, tears of stance. No,
I deleted it because I posted something. So I'll tell you the story. So I had a Tears of Stance account that was a meme account. And I posted a meme that I made of Lou Pearlman. And then I spiraled in my head because it was like starting to get some heat. And people were going, this meme is dark. And in my head, I could see myself being canceled. And it was like a Friday evening. And I was like, by Monday morning, they're going to be talking about me on the Today Show saying I took it too far. And so I quickly deleted that account. So I don't want to plug my Instagram.
Okay.
She doesn't want anyone to find her anywhere.
She wants privacy. Don't call hotels saying that, you know, when does Jesse Konefsky check in?
Yeah. If you are waiting outside my hotel, I will stop and sign for you and take a picture.
It's only right. Someone hands you an action figure.
A Pez dispenser.
You got to have your trademark. All right. I'm going to work on my trademark over the weekend to send to Channing Tatum. And I love you both.
Thank you so much, Jesse.
Thanks for having me.
We'll catch you next time on True Romance.
All I ever wanted was a little love. I want true romance. It's true.
Tired of restless nights? At Leesa, we know good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. From memory foam mattresses to hybrids that keep you cool all night long, Leesa's mattresses offer exceptional comfort and support with free delivery and 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus two free pillows. Go to leesa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. Exclusions apply. See leesa.com for more details.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. Don't forget to pack the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies for a post-errands pick-me-up. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as life continues to fly by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.
When you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about your out-of-pocket costs. That can be a lot of money. But are your bills accurate? It's estimated over 50% of medical bills contain errors. HealthLock can help. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. To date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. To save, visit HealthLock.com today.